Guys.
Nice to have you, Ray. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the BZI Innovation Park Public Infrastructure District. Today's May 13th, 2026, 4:03 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if you could state your name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Drake, you're the chair. Do you want to start for us?
Drake Howell, Board Chair. I am participating via Teams or Zoom, whichever platform this virtual conference is.
It's Zoom. So thanks, Drake.
Guy Nelson.
Steve Sansom.
Ryan O'Brien.
Tyler
Eric
King.
King.
Oh,
Sorry,
sorry,
Eric
Ryan.
Johnson. Thanks, Aaron.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Brendan Campbell, Pinnacle Consulting Group, Accounting.
And Derek Campbell, Pinnacle Consulting Group.
Christy
Perfect.
Martin.
Thanks, Christy. And then we have Izzy at our anchor location. Izzy, do we have any members of the public?
No, we don't.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting, January 7th. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I reviewed them and they look accurate.
Okay, could I get a motion, Stephen?
I'll move to approve them. I'll
Thank you.
second.
Guy, was that you? I missed.
Yeah, I'll
Okay,
second.
thank you, Guy. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Brendan, take it over, sir.
All right. So I will put my screen up for visibility if you all could let me know when you can see it.
Yep.
Perfect. All right. First item to go over, we do have your payment detail report. So this report shows all payments that were made during the first quarter of 2026. As you can see on the screen, this is our cash account for cost of issuance. So these are costs that were related to the issuance of the bonds in February. And each of the vendors that were part of that issuance and their amount is listed there on the screen, but a total of $272,285 spent in Q1 2026. Any questions on any of those payments?
Not for me.
None for me.
All right. So then.
I'm just going to, this is Drake. I'm just going to raise just something for the information of the board that I'm following up on. But Pasquale with Zions Bank, she reached out. It ended up when all these costs were paid at issuance. There ended up being an account that was Zions Bank that was interest bearing, and there was something that wasn't paid as soon as the other things were paid, other expenditures were paid, and so like $72 or something, $72 and some cents was generated in interest that was still staying, that was still remaining in this account, and so she was asking if we should just transfer that over into the investment account, and I was asking her to do that. I think there was something that she was going to follow up on, or I asked her to follow up on. So I'm letting the board know that there is that's happening, and we'll likely just transfer it into the investment account. If you guys have any objections, let me know, but that felt like the right direction to take.
Thanks, Drake.
Thank you.
No problem here for me.
All right, so the next item on the agenda is the first quarter financial statements. The format that you have on the screen and that you will become accustomed to over the years, we on a quarterly basis are to provide financial statements to you all as board members, and we'll have these quarterly board meetings. But essentially, what you'll see is the budget on the left-hand column, the actual activity in the middle column, and then a variance between the budget and the actual activity in the right-hand column. What you do see here on the budget column is it does say 2026 tentative budget. Now, that's the next agenda item, so I won't go over that at this juncture. We'll do that after I talk about the actual activity. But the process we'll go through is we have a tentative budget and then a final budget. But for financial statement purposes to give you a baseline of expected activity, went ahead and put in that tentative budget in this presentation so that you could see that comparison between budget versus actual. With your financial statements, the BZI Innovation Park Public Infrastructure District is a government entity, and so we do have to comply from a financial statement format with modified accrual basis accounting or fund accounting. So if you're used to seeing financial statements one way, these will look a little bit different, similar, but a little bit different because they're based on funds, where you kind of have buckets of money. So this first fund that you can see on the screen is the Capital Projects Fund. Now, the Capital Projects Fund, this is where all of the activity related to public infrastructure or reimbursement related transactions occur. What you'll note here in the actual activity through March 31st, 2026 is it's just essentially going to be the bond transaction. And so if you look under the other sources and uses section there in the middle, you can see that the bond proceeds or the bond issuance amount was $13,728,000. Those bond proceeds were used in two expense categories. One we refer to as capital outlay, but there was a capital acceptance that was done by the district to reimburse or to, I say, reimburse the developer. I acknowledge that this was a non-cash transaction, right? So it was kind of a swapping a note for that acceptance. But from a government accounting standpoint, we still have to recognize that as a capital outlay, as though we received the money and then just turned around and gave it back to you. But that capital outlay amount, or the credit, if you will, that was put on the note or the bonds for the developer was $13,455,715. And then the remaining expenditure amount was the cost of issuance that we just looked at the prior page, that 200 or the payment detail report, the $272,285. And so this presentation encapsulates that bond issuance and then all of their related expenditures in this capital projects fund. Do you have any questions on that? Okay. So then moving up, we're going to look at the general fund. The general fund is where you will see the general administrative costs of the district. So, as a government entity, there are certain statutory and contractual obligations that we have, and a lot of compliance and a lot of required things that we have to do. And so, there's costs associated with that. All of those costs get captured here in the general fund. When preparing this, but or when preparing these financial statements, we had just issued the bonds. There had been no activity, no invoices received. So when you look at the actual through category, you're going to see a whole lot of zeros because there was no activity in Q1 2026. There will be activity as the year progresses for things like this board meeting and those things. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in the budget discussion. But that is the activity then in your general fund and your capital fund. Typically, in future years, typically and in future years, you'll also see a debt service fund. A debt service fund is where we capture the monies, where we collect monies and then repay those bonds. There is no activity in 2026, and there is not anticipated to be any activity in 2026. As far as we understand it, based on the bond issuance documentation. So we actually don't even have a debt service fund in this presentation, but you'll see that in future years. All right, any questions there? Wonderful. So Michael, do you want to go ahead and approve the payment expenditures and financial statements before I dig into the tentative budget, or do you want me to just go into the budget discussion as well?
Oh, you know what? Just since you're already up, go through the tentative budget and we can just take all three of them.
You're muted, Brendan.
I apologize that I keep touching my nose and pausing. I feel like I'm going to sneeze and my nose is itchy and it's not going away. So I'm like, oh, man.
Hey,
All right.
as an air traffic controller, you can't touch your nose.
I know I'm sending planes to crash because of it. It's just no good.
Exactly.
All right. So back to the budget discussion. So put the capital projects fund back on the screen. What you'll note is the tentative budget that we've put forth really aligns with the bond issuance. There's no reason to be any different. We know what the bond proceeds amount are. We know what the capital outlay amount was. We know what the cost of issuance amount was. So in this tentative budget, we just put those numbers in there. And again, that those amounts are $13,728,000 in bond proceeds or revenues, and $13,728,000 in expenditures. And we don't foresee any additional activity for 2026. If something were to change, we can always come back and amend the budget and change it. But this is what we know today. And then moving up to the general fund, in the bond documents, there was a carve out. Well, I say a carve out, but there was an allowance for $30,000 per year with an inflationary factor each year thereafter. But what we did is put together a placeholder budget for 2026 based on that $30,000 allowance. Now, this is to cover all your administrative costs. So there's the accounting, an audit, insurance, and legal. Now, one thing of note, you will not need a financial statement audit this year because it's always based on fiscal year. So we would need a financial statement audit for fiscal year 2026. So we'll do the audit next year, but you don't need one this year. So there's no cost. We put it there so you could see that it's coming eventually, but it's a zero there. And the accounting and the legal, really, those are placeholders. We both have contracts to bill you by the hour. So we will submit those invoices for payment as they are generated on a monthly basis. Don't expect to spend this amount of money this year for the activity unless other things pop up that we're not aware of. Just because of the way these bonds and this district is structured and the activity levels you have right now, we believe those costs will be pretty low. But there's still those compliance things that we just have to do. That being said, the district doesn't have its own independent source of revenue yet. That would come in the future, with those mill levies. And so for the costs for 2026, those would be anticipated to be paid by the developer. And then those would go on a developer note. Hopefully the district would have funds available in the future to repay that. But those operational costs or these general administrative costs would have to be paid by the developer. And so you'll see some of those invoices coming your way for payment.
Hey, Brendan,
Yes,
on
sir.
that, I just want to remind them, board, remember we have the administrative funding and reimbursement agreement, and that's what Brendan was referencing. So we'll keep track of any of those administrative costs, anything that comes out of the development groups, payments over, we'll reimburse from the district once the district has funds. So.
So do we show that as like a notes payable over at the developer, or do we just pay for it at cost and when the money's there, we'll show that as additional income to the developer? How does that normally go, Brandon?
Now I'm going to be careful stepping over into your side of the books. But typically the way that it looks is we would send over invoices and they would be accounts payable, right? And so then you would pay those invoices. But the moment you pay those invoices, it then becomes a receivable from the district to reimburse you in the future. So you would put that as an AR, a receivable. Now it may be a number of maybe some time before we are able to pay you back, but yeah, you would keep that as a receivable typically on your books. Now, we've seen developers do it different ways. Some folks are like, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to get reimbursed. So I'm just going to expense it now. And then when I get the money in the future, then I'll just show it as revenue then and call it
As
good.
their income, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that we can go either way, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. All right. Any questions on the budget that we're showing here for the general fund?
Not for me.
Okay.
None for me.
Good.
All right. So, Michael, that is the tentative budget presentation. I'll turn the time back over
Okay.
to you.
So, board, let's do two different motions. One motion would be to accept the first quarter financials and the expenditure payment listing. So that would be the first one. Second one would be to adopt the tentative budget as presented.
I'll move to accept the first quarter financials.
I'll second.
Thanks, Guy. Thanks, Stephen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Now, the next one would be to approve the tentative budget as
Can I
presented.
ask a question before we make a motion on that one?
No,
We
Drake.
did.
Just kidding.
All right. Sorry for my dumb question, evoking a really dumb answer. So sorry about that. Hey, when so we established the mill levy with the developer bond, right? And so there will be some payment. I mean, probably when is it due? Later this year or early next year on the 3 mill levy that we have put on the property. So when we pay that as the owners of those property now, the developer owns that, that will but at some point come into the district as some revenue. Does that come into the general fund and then later any fund any the, is that kind of the main account that receives revenue and then later we would shift it if needed to the operating fund? I just wanted to kind of understand the flow of future revenue.
Yeah, happy to walk you through that. So I just pulled up the bond transcript real quick. So the indenture of trust is the document that guides and directs how those monies flow once they come into screen, or sorry, once they come into the district. So I'm just going to pop it up on the screen here. But what you can see is when you have pledged monies coming in, so those property taxes. The first thing that they go to are the trustee fees. So there's an annual trustee fee that needs to be paid for Zion Bank to facilitate all of this. So any fees that they have, it would go to that first. Second, it would be made available for the administrative costs to cover those operational costs that we just talked about. And then if it exceeds those, then it goes into the bond fund, and that bond fund is then dedicated to the repayment of the bonds. So that's how that pledged money goes each year as it comes in. It'll go to cover those administrative trustee fees and then it'll go to that bond fund. Does that?
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that's
Okay.
helpful. I appreciate you having that. Man, you were prepared. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, that's Brandon, always prepared.
I was a Boy Scout, by golly.
I'm ready to I love it. I'm ready to make a motion to approve the 2026 budget as presented.
Thanks, Drake.
I'll second.
Thanks, Stephen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, annual board meeting schedule. Christy had sent this out before. Let me put it up just to remind everybody. So, can everyone see that? So, for the rest of the year, these are going to be the dates. We just need a motion to make this our annual meeting schedule. That way, Christy can get it posted on the public notice website. So if everybody's good with those dates.
Let me ask another question. If something comes up where we need to shift this, just like the budget can be amended during the year, like we have the flexibility to do that and we just need to notice it, right?
Yep, we can do that. If that's
Okay.
what the board needs to do, we can move them.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thanks. I make a motion that we accept the 2026 board meeting schedule as presented.
Thanks, Drake.
I'll second.
Thanks, Stephen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is
Aye.
unanimous. Okay, let me stop sharing. Sorry, took me a sec. All right, so legislature did a couple things to us this past year, this past session. So Tyler, I'm going to let you go through the first one so that the board knows.
Yeah, so these guys already filled out all of their
Oh, well,
new
then good.
disclosures. So we're all good there. Thanks for filling those out, guys. You guys get a gold star.
I was going to say gold stars across the board. Perfect. Thank you for that.
Sweet.
It's interesting that they did that. Every governmental entity in Utah had to do that. So county, city, everybody. So thanks for getting that done. The other thing you might notice today that we have Izzy from our office there in Cedar City. So the legislature changed the law on where anchor locations needed to be. So for all PIDs, they needed to be either in the district or in the sponsoring entity of the district. So we're using our Cedar City office as the anchor location going forward. So just so you guys know, that's why Izzy's on.
Oh,
And
that's great. That's actually in the building that we occupy, the third and part of the first floor, correct? I've seen your offices there. Are you talking about the Cedar City office on Main Street?
yep.
Love it.
Just two
Very
floors up
cool.
from me. I mean, not right
Yeah,
now.
we're yeah. Right.
Yep.
You're
Well, if you
driving a
ever
double
need,
decker bus.
yeah,
Yeah.
you could swing by and participate with Izzy and inside the office if that's what you needed. So,
That's great.
okay.
Fantastic. Way to pivot on that. Thanks so much for keeping us square.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, do you guys have anything for us that we need to work on?
I don't.
Nothing
Hey,
for me.
Hey,
Michael.
Brendan, let's talk about this out loud. Do we want to wait till the next board meeting to do the final budget, or do we want to have a meeting coming up? That way we get it done sooner. I think we need to get it done sooner myself.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to have an extra board meeting, but it is important for us to be statutorily compliant, and I don't want any of those nasty grams from the state because we decided to, wait a little longer for getting the budget approval. So yeah, I'd recommend that we move forward with the extra
Okay.
meeting. It can be a very short meeting.
Yeah, can you guys bust out your calendars and tell me we need at least 7 days? So it would need to be Thursday or Friday next week, or then obviously after Memorial Day the following week. Like Brendan said, this would probably be a 10-minute meeting. We just technically need to hold a public hearing. That way, if any member of the public wanted to come and talk about the budget, they could. But it would be just pretty quick. So, do you guys have time Thursday, Friday, or the following week?
I would propose the days after Memorial Day. That's my input.
Okay. What are you guys looking like? 27th, 28th, 29th?
27th, 26th, and 27th is pretty busy for me. I have FMI there that week, Thursday. The 28th or 29th, I'm pretty flexible.
Okay. Drake, Stephen, Ryan.
I can make 28th, 29th work.
Yeah, I can make 28th, 29th work.
I like the 28th. I mean, I could make both work, but we're closing out a warranty bond with the county likely on the 29th. So my first pick would be the 28th.
Okay. What time works on the 28th for everybody? You want an afternoon? You want a morning?
I can do it anytime after 10:30. I have a meeting scheduled from 9:30 to 10:30. I can do it early before 9:30, or I can do it anytime after 10:30.
How about 1 p.m.?
Works for me.
One works for me.
I'm conflicted with the Southern Utah Economic Alliance meeting during that 1 p.m. time.
What are you out of that, Drake? I'm pretty
Uh,
busy
looks like
this morning.
it looks like it gets out at 1:30.
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock works.
I can rearrange my 2 o'clock schedule easy enough. I can do two.
2 o'clock, 28. Stephen, work.
Yep. Works for
Ryan?
me.
Okay. We'll do it at 2 o'clock on the 28th then. Brendan?
Works for me.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Christy will send
Super.
out an invite for everybody. Okay. Anything else?
No, I'll move to
Everybody good?
adjourn.
Okay, thanks, Stephen.
Second.
Second. Thanks, everybody.
Got to give it to Guy Drake. Sorry, he beat you.
That's all right.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thanks. Good to see you guys.